All right, welcome to fucking Point Radio Cast, episode 3. I'm going to pick up where we left off last time in episode 2. If you want to write in about some shit you heard or tell me I'm a douchebag, you can hit me up at pointradiocast@gmail.com. I'm Johnny, sexiest fucking DJ of the side of the Mason-Dixon line. Hit up the website at pointradiocast.com. On the music page, you can find links to every band I've played on here, all alphabetical, as well as places you can purchase said music and support this show and support the fucking bands. Get on that shit, dude. If you like this, you want to hear more of it, support me. If you like music, support the bands. We're going to pick up, like I said, where we left off on episode 2. This is the best CDs I currently own. Still rolling in chronological order. I'm going to pick up in 2002 with Against Me reinventing Axl Rose. These dudes have an amazing sound, awesome energy, super fucking unique. They've evolved a bit over the years and transformed a bit too, I suppose. But they're still at it today, making fucking good tunes, man. On episode 1, I played some shit off their latest CD, and it was good. Nothing at this level, though. Reinventing Axl Rose is an amazing CD. Anything you can find of theirs from way back in the day. They did some acoustic CDs. Really, really solid. So this first tune is called We Laugh at Danger and Break All the Rules.
Mary, let's go to rest, and we see her.
All right. That second tune is one of my all-time favorites. That's Walking Is Still Honest. Like guy said, that was Against Me on the Reinventing Axl Rose album. Next up, we're going to go to 2003 with the Tossers, Purgatory. These dudes, pretty solid. It's fucking Irish punk rock, dude. One of the many bands inspired by the Pogues, who I played on episode one. They're based out of Chicago. And I used to follow these guys when I was a young punk rock kid down there. Go see shows. They'd play from time to time, whatever the fuck. But they got a lot of CDs, dude. Communication and Convictions are the really good one. But these tunes are going to be off Purgatory. It's really varied style, CD to CD. You know, either it's fucking slow, kind of folky, or it's punk rock. They do dabble in a bit of politics, which I don't too much care for. But for the most part, it's fucking super solid. So this first tune is called Keen. Spelled C-A-O-I-N, which means lament in Irish Gaelic. Like I said, keen.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that second tune was called With the North Wind, and that was the Tossers off the Purgatory album. Next up, jumping to 2006. I'm probably going to get hell for this one, but this is the Killers, Sam's Town. It's more mainstream, I get it, dude, but I'm totally fucking gay for indie rock. It's fucking awesome, dude. Pretty much everything these dudes have done, Brandon Flowers and the band, just been awesome. Brandon Flowers' solo shit is really awesome, too. So, you guys know what these are. They're just fucking super good to me. So, this first tune is called Bones.
Yeah. I've been trying hard to do what's right, but you know.
Yeah, second number was called This River Is Wild. Like I said, that was the Killers, Sam's Town. Good shit. I'm not taking any fucking complaints for digging indie rock, so you can fucking write in and lick my ass if you want. Next up, we got Hank Williams the fucking Third. Still in 2006, this is a Straight to Hell CD. Some of his CDs are pretty fucking mad, but this one's awesome, dude. Hank the Third is Outlaw Country, Attitude, Alcohol and Drugs. Pretty fucking solid, dude. His first tune is called Straight to Hell.
Yeah.
Yeah. The second number was called Pills I Took. Like I said, that was Hank the Third off the Straight to Hell CD. Pick it up. It's pretty fucking good. Next up, we got a combo CD. This is by Chuck Reagan and Austin Lucas. Chuck Reagan's fucking ex-Hot Water Music bro. Just does solid rock and roll, a little folky. Austin Lucas, he does more of a bluegrass thing. Both these dudes are good in their own right. I'm a huge Chuck Reagan fan. This combo CD was called Bristol Ridge. It was bluegrass, folky, super solid. It was released in 2008. Having grown up on bluegrass music, being that that's what my dad played, it's a bit nostalgic for me, but it's really good in its own right. And check her out. This first tune is called Bloody Shells.
Chest, and many more followed through. The menfolk shook their heads and said, we did what we had to do. While the womenfolk buried their heads in their hands and covered the children's eyes. Before they turned to see Mr. Watson's children and wife crying, oh Lord. Unless you aim with will, for Edgar J. won't back down to your son, and that's why he will be killed. Oh Lord, why the storm? Be sure.
Oh,
That second song was called Heading Down, and that was Chuck Reagan and Austin Lucas on the Bristol Ridge CD. Let me mention again, you can find any of this fucking music linked on my webpage on the music page. That's pointradiocast.com. Buy that shit, buy the CD, or you can buy the digital download. I always prefer to own something. Buy the CD. You get fucking, like, yesterday my internet's out, I'm trying to play a fucking video game, and stupid Steam won't let me fucking play a video game that I fucking bought because I didn't have internet. Whereas, back in the day, you can just play whatever the fuck whenever you want. That's why iTunes sucks too, man. You buy this fucking shit, you can't do what you want with it, man. You're fucking restricted. It's bullshit. Fuck them. I recommend only buying CDs, but do what the fuck you want. Next, we're going to jump forward to 2000. We're going to stay in 2008, just like the last disc. This is the Gaslight Anthem with the 59 sound. Solid fucking rock and roll, dude. My buddy swears up and down that this dude is in cahoots with the boss. Not sure if I buy it or not, but either way, anything Brian Fallon's done, I've been a huge fan of, dude. I'm super gay for Brian Fallon's fucking music. Cincinnati Rail Tie, Gaslight Anthem, all this solo acoustic shit you can fucking find up on YouTube. Really fucking good. I've seen these dudes live a few times. I thought they were a little bit toolish, where they come out in these fucking, like, white t-shirts that they clearly just opened from the pack. Like a fucking uniform or some shit, but I don't know. Some dudes are like that, I guess. Just fucking play music, man, and make it awesome. And they do that well. This first tune is called Great Expectations.
Explore. tell Gail if she calls that I'm famous now for all these rock and roll songs. And even if that's a lie, she should've given me a try when we were kids on the field of the first day of school. I would've been her fool, and I would've sang out your name in those old high school halls. You tell that to Gail if she calls. And you can tell Jane if she writes that I'm drunk off all these stars and all these crazy Hollywood nights. And that's total deceit, but she should've married me. And tell her I spent every night of my youth on the floor, bleeding out from all these wounds. And I would've gotten her right out of that town she despised. You tell that to Janie if she writes. But boys will be boys, and girls have those eyes that'll cut you to ribbons sometimes. And all you can do is just wait by the moon and bleed if it's what she says you ought to do. She asks why that a thief stole my heart while she was making up her mind. Heard she lives in Brooklyn with the cool and goes crazy over that New York scene on 7th Avenue. But I used to wait at the diner a million nights without her. Rain she won't cancel again tonight. And the waiter served my coffee with a consolation sigh. You remind Anna just why. Tell her it's alright. Know it's hard to tell you this. It's hard to tell you this. Here's looking at you, kid.
Yeah, second tune is called Here's Looking at You, Kid. Like I said, that was the Gaslight Anthem with 59 Sounds. Hard to pick a CD of theirs. They got a lot of good CDs out. So, next up, we are going to jump forward to 2011. This is Bright Eyes with The People's Key. First time I heard this, I thought it was fucking weird as shit, but the more I listened to it, the fucking more it grew on me. This CD is freaking really awesome, dude. It's really chill. If you're familiar with Bright Eyes or if you're familiar with Conor Oberst, it's great. This CD was an evolution for Bright Eyes. Their old shit's solid too, but this was a completely new style. I mean, I shouldn't even say that. That's not accurate. But it has grown, and it's definitely gotten better, so... Conor Oberst, another dude, is really fucking awesome. I've pretty much enjoyed everything he's done. It's super solid. This first tune's called Shell Games.
Took the fireworks and the vanity, the circuit board and the city streets, shooting stars, swaying palm tree, laid it at the arbiter's feet. If I could change my mind, change the paradigm, prepare myself for another life, forgive myself for the many times I was cruel to something helpless and weak. But here I come, that heavy love, I'm never gonna move it alone. Here I come, that heavy love, tag it on a tenement wall. Here I come, that heavy love,
someone got a share in the load. Oh, here come that heavy love. I'm never gonna move it alone. Touched by something pure, death obsessed like a teenager. Sold my tortured youth, piss and vinegar. I'm still angry with no reason to be at the architect who imagines for the every man blessed Sisyphus. Slipping steadily into madness. Now that's the only place to be free. But here come that heavy love. Telescopes, distorted facts I could never cope. My private life is an inside joke. No one will explain it to me. We'll be everything that we ever need. Everyone on the count of three. Everyone on the count of three. All together now. Here come that heavy load.
Let me go. The prisoner moans. Oh, just let me go. The prisoner moans. No one has to know. Thinner than the galaxies. Impart to me your wisdom, and eventually I'll float into the ether. Another from another we grow. Form some kind of code of flesh and bone. We form some kind of code of flesh and bone. No, you're not alone. Ah, history bows and it steps aside. In the jungle there's columns of purple light. We're starting over. We're starting.
So there's a lot of orchestration in this world, a lot of it, because the creation is rolling, right? It is rolling along, and if you're hearing it, it's cosmic. You're supposed to be hearing it.
All right. That second tune was called A Machine Spiritual in the People's Key. Like I said, that was Bright Eyes, and the album is The People's Key. Jumping forward a year to 2012, this is Tim Berry with 40 Miler. Tim Berry's super awesome, man. I would love to see this dude live. Next time he comes through, not that anybody comes through the middle of bumfuck nowhere, Wisconsin, but music is folky, country, punk-edged attitude lyrics. Super, like, counterculture attitude that I really enjoy, man. Most every CD he's put out I found really good, and this one is his latest, and it's freaking awesome, man. Just sings about real shit, about living, being alive. Cool stuff, man. This dude was originally in the band Avail, which is, yeah, fucking punk rock, metal, whatever. Now he's an old dude like me, and is playing fucking this kind of music. This first tune is called Amen.
Another festival, well, here I go, singing songs that no one knows at all. Sometimes I'd rather be back home with Small, picking in the kitchen and smoking pot. I played every dive bar here. I don't care that you don't care at all. Broke my hand up in Ottawa. I guess fighting these days just ain't my thing. Dropped my transmission back on 65. Went deadhead with the Red Clay River Band. I made every scheduled show. Until in Brooklyn that borrowed van got stole. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Amen, yeah. After a
truck stop shower at a Flying J. About to sleep in the van with Emma, my dog. Well, in comes this big fancy tour bus, hauling a trailer with jersey plates covered with salt. I knew everyone inside. That 14 bunk Halijo on 68 foot ride that passed me by. Amen, yeah, hallelujah. Take what they give out, but don't let it get to you. Hallelujah. Again. Go on, kick me in the head, watch me get right back up again. 'Cause I made every fire myself, and I did every mile with no help, and I do it all again. Amen, yeah, hallelujah. Take what they give out, but don't let it get to you. Hallelujah, yeah, amen. Go on, kick me in the head, watch me get right back up again. Go on, kick me in the head, watch me get right back up again. Turn south at Old Ford, exit 73, that's a damn good road, that's all I know. Weasel and Denny's reside at Great Steep, the garden's high as the sun is low. Life's longest day is spent between ditches, a mind to spin as wheels they roll. You can sing with smiles or tears of agony, but it's alright if you know where to go. Blown tattoos and broke teeth. Yeah, I may look weak, but I'm as strong as the road I'm on. Can't change all I've believed or mistakes that I've made. I'm nothing more than where I'm from. And I pity the beautiful as the beautiful they do pity me. We all have hard times, we all have reasons. We're here alone, and alone we leave. I get so restless and travel light and always alone. If there are reasons, I will find them. So much better trying than I'd ever known. Sometimes I miss silence, I miss laughter, I miss content, I miss feeling whole. And I ain't the only one. No, I ain't the only one here trying to figure it out. Lord God, as they go. And I pity the beautiful as the beautiful they do pity me. We all have hard times, we all have reasons. We're here alone, and alone we leave. So let's all sing it while we can sing.
Yeah, that second tune was called Weasel Tone. Like I said, Tim Barry and the 40 Miler album. Super good, man. Next up, 2013. Getting close to the end here, gang. This is Frank Turner with Tape Deck Heart. I've liked a lot of what he's done. Some of it's a bit hit or miss, but it's on the edge of just being too fucking dorky for me. This CD, though, super solid, dude. Frank Turner's an English folk artist with punk edge lyrics, that kind of attitude. So check it out. This first tune is called We Shall Not Overcome.
The bands I like, they don't sell too many records. And the girls I like, they don't kiss too many boys. Books I read will never be bestsellers. Yeah, but come on, fellas, at least we made our choice. When do we want it? And how would we feel if we knew that we were never gonna get it? And where did we start from? And where are we going? Can anyone here say with any certainty that they know what they're doing? Ever feel like an awkward understudy going into a class where you just don't get along?
Fuck up anything, anything. It was a wonderful life when we were together, and now I've fucked up every little goddamn thing. Amelie lied to me. This was supposed to be easy. I found the one damn person to help me fall asleep in the night. But sleeping gets tiring, and dark reminds me of dying.
And as long as this feeble heart is still beating, you will find me rushing through every room, switching on all the lights. The problem with falling in love in late night bars is that there's always more nights, there's always more bars. The problem with showing your love or your scars is that everybody's lover is covered in scars. So give me one fine day, a plain sailing weather, I could fuck up anything, anything. It was a wonderful life when we were together, and now I fucked up everything's gone fractious, and I felt faithless at that moment just before the dawn when everything falls apart. But baby, I didn't mean it for things to get desperate. I let slip my guard, I let go of the rudder. Now we're drifting in the current away from one another. Give me one fine day, a plain sailing weather, and I can fuck up anything, anything. It was a wonderful life when we were together, and now I've fucked up everything. Give me one fine day, a plain sailing weather, and I can fuck up anything, anything. Round the rim, I'm doing something brave of not just standing but jumping in, of making circles into squares, of laying down the bare facts like a burden I can't bear. But I can almost find the words, but I can see the
And the second tune there was Plain Sailing Weather. Really good, man. Frank Turner, Tape Deck Heart album. Last fucking CD, man, right into 2014. This is Chuck Reagan's latest release. Till Midnight's what it's called. Reagan is fucking great, man. He's one of my all-time favorite artists. It's folky, country sound, just sing about life, love, whatever the fuck's going on. Super awesome, man. This first tune is one of my all-time favorite songs. Shit evolves from time to time, right? But right now, this shit's top-notch for me. So this tune's called Revved.
Through the dusk of a high Sierra. fleeting thought. And you on my lap at 80 miles an hour. G and death out of eye on a valley floor. Chasing suns to the west and on forevermore. Oh, I didn't see you as a thief. Oh, but you stole my heart away and brought me somewhere peaceful to die.
I'm laid out lonely, begging for a dream of you and I alone.
And that second tune was called You and I Alone. Like I said, that was Chuck Reagan and the Till Midnight album. That's mostly it for episode 3, gang. You can check me out, pointradiocast.com. Go to the music page. Any artist I've played on this show will be listed there alphabetically by band/artist. There's links on where you can buy this music digitally or a hard copy. And you'll support the show, as well as the bands. Fucking get on that shit, man. You can write in pointradiocast@gmail.com. I'm Johnny. Fucking tell me I suck if I suck. You want to hear something else? Turn me on to something different. Let me know what you got. If you're in a band, send that shit in, man. If I play your band, you get dick. Just a little airtime. Maybe some exposure. Maybe you'll actually sell that shitty fucking music you're playing, dude. If you got another band you like, send it in. I'll give it a listen. That's all I got. Later.